The national groups United for Peace and Justice and Win Without War are calling the vigils to remember the more than 1,000 American soldiers and the more than 10,000 Iraqi civilians killed since the war began in March of last year. Bob Rushline of the Madison Area Peace Coalition says anti-war groups want to quietly remind the public that the war is not winding down.
And we had a record 1,100 wounded in the month of August. So things are not simmering down in Iraq. They're actually ratcheting up. It's getting worse, not better.
George Martin of Wisconsin Peace Action says the vigils are meant to both honor the dead and to condemn the Bush administration for waging the war.
We're all losing members of our communities throughout the country, and especially with this administration, you know, taking a policy of not wanting to have it viewed in terms of the returning body bags, not to have caskets viewed, to diminish the sacrifice that Americans are making.
Peace groups are gearing up to dramatize the death toll even more graphically next month in Washington, D.C. Activists plan a funeral-style march from Arlington Cemetery to the White House to deliver a list of the war dead to President Bush. Meanwhile, support for the latest U.S. troops heading to Iraq from Wisconsin remains strong. There was a spirited send-off ceremony for 80 members of an Oak Creek-based field artillery unit last Tuesday. They left for training in Texas and will eventually be deployed to carry out security duties in Iraq. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.